Hey, I just wanted to jump in here real quick and tell you about this great interview coming up with Jason Feltz, a police officer of Ponca City, Oklahoma. It was an honor to be able to talk to him and just spend some time with him. I think you're really going to be blessed by this. Go back and listen to this. Share this with your friends. Thanks so much for listening to No Longer Hopeless Podcast, and let's get started. Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of LNL Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, thanks for tuning in. So glad you're here. I hope you've had a good week. Hope you've had a good day. I hope you had a good year. Hey, we're already in March of this year. That's amazing. But hey, you know what? If you've not had a good day, a good week, or a good month, even a good year, I'm glad you're here. You know why? Everybody deserves a chance to be no longer hopeless. And I'm really glad you're here, wherever you are on that spectrum. I am really excited today. I've got an interview with a really good friend of mine, and his schedule worked out, my schedule worked out, and this is such a great time. I'm very honored, been looking forward to this, and you guys are in for a treat. I recommend that you come back and listen to this interview. I think you're going to get a lot of good out of it. But the great thing about the interview is I'm going to actually not talk so much, because it's always nice when the guest is the one talking and not the one listening. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my friend. This is Jason Feltz, and I'm going to let him tell you about who he is, but this is an incredible honor, and I'm so glad. So Jason, so glad you were able to connect with me, and thank you so much. My friend, I'm just going to give it to you. What's your story?
Thanks for having me, first and foremost. If we start from the beginning, I was born here in Oklahoma, in Perry, America. And since this is focused around Christianity, I'll just kind of go through how things were for me.
Sure.
I don't remember growing up ever. I've never in my life sat there and said, "I believe in God." It's just always been there. Just like there's a sun, and just like there's a moon, and there's a God, and I've been that way my entire life as a kid. We didn't even go to church that often, but I prayed every night and that type of thing. I am currently a police officer. I feel that God inspired me to become a police officer when I was 8 years old. I had some stuff happen to me when I was young. I was really close to my grandmother, and she died suddenly when I was 8, and it just kind of put me down the path of always wanting to protect my friends and my family and people that I knew that were maybe weaker than me or weaker than other people that needed, we should protect people. And I've just been down that road my entire life, even when I tried to shake it, because I knew police officers didn't make much money. I still, God always led me back to this, and it's just been a passion for me my entire life. I'd say as I grew up, I got into high school. My mother had a heart condition, and she started battling with it, and it looked like it was going to be hopeless. But I drew on to God, and at the time I was going to school at I was in high school, I was actually in college. I was going to school at OSU, which nobody would believe would happen, especially my student counselor. But I was going to school at OSU, and while I was there, I took Teachings of Jesus, New Testament, Old Testament, Paul in the Early Church, another class that I didn't take that I wanted to but didn't have time was Hebrew.
Wow.
So I almost had a minor in religion, and I had a really great professor. But I've got stronger through the struggles with my mother. And just a quick story, she had already been through stents, and she had been through one bypass. She was on her second bypass. And if I'm being totally transparent, I was angry with God because I was praying and nothing was happening.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was going to lose my mother, like I lost my grandmother. And to be blunt about it, I remember being in the room. I was my mother was laid out there on her bed, and the surgeon was in there, and my dad was in there, and my wife, well, she's my girlfriend at the time, she was in there, and I had my Bible open, and I prayed, and I bowed my head, and I just said, Lord, I need to know you're hearing my prayer. And there was nobody standing to the left of me, but while I'm praying, God, I had a hand on my shoulder.
Wow.
And I thought it was my girlfriend slash wife, now wife. And I remember saying, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. I raised my head up. I still feel it on my left side. There's nobody standing there. I look over at my wife, and her hands are crossed in front of her, and then the hand lifts up.
Whoa. Oh, man. So,
I'll tell you, when the creator of the universe touches you, it humbles you. And I felt really bad about being mad at the Lord.
Yeah.
I will say that she has gone she's having heart problems again now, but she's went 25 years.
Oh, wow.
On a bypass, and they said the average for that is only about 10 years max.
No kidding. That's amazing.
And God has saved her life multiple times here lately. Over and over and over. So he's still got work for her to do, and it's drawing, and even though it's hard for me, he's still drawing me closer through these episodes that she has, and drawing her closer too. So a lot of times I gotta remind myself that, you know, if it was not for these hard times right now, what would draw me closer to God? If everything's hunky dory, with no pain, what would draw me close? So as crazy as it sounds, as much as I want my mom totally healed, I'm thankful that I have a God that I can go to that wants me to be close to him. So, long story short, after that, after I got out of school at OSU, I applied everywhere to be a police officer. And this was in 2001, and this was back when everybody wanted to be a police officer, and it was very competitive. So I tried out everywhere. I got laid off at my job, and I graduated high school, or graduated college, got laid off at my job, just got married, and the last month of my unemployment, I finally got on 9/11, mind you, on the actual Paris 9/11, I got a call from the chief of police asking me to have an interview with him here in Ponca City. And I had all but given up on being a police officer. That's how many times I got told no. And I'd all but given up. And interesting enough, prior to this, I had a conversation with a detective that I'd met at a wedding that's from Ponca. And he gave me his card before we parted ways and said, you ought to try Ponca City. And I looked at it and laughed, and I said, I've got an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree. I'm not working at Ponca City.
Do you know who I am?
And God humbled me.
Yeah.
And he opened the door for me to get on at Ponca City.
Yeah.
And I 100% believe he shut all those avenues down for me, humbled me, and just made a supernatural way for me to get on at Ponca City. Because when I got on here, the chief of police, his grandson applied here, who was already a police officer. And for him to pick me over his grandson blows my mind.
Right.
And all these, there's a bunch of other supernatural things that happened that I probably too long to go into here now, but when I tell you, just trust me when I tell you that God lined it up for me to be here at Ponca. I'm not kidding. And I could tell you, it was too many coincidences for it not to be God.
No, I believe it. I'll tell you this, Jason. I'll share this with our audience. So this was an impactful thing, audience, as you're listening. I met Jason several years ago. We were at a meeting, and he was one of the speakers. And you may not even remember this, Jason, but it still rings true to me to this day. I remember you getting up, and I'd never met you before, never seen you. And this is your first words, a slight paraphrase, but not very much off. You said, "My name is Jason Filtz, and I'm a Christian. And I've been called by God to be a police officer here in Ponca City," or something to that effect. And I tell you what, man, I was floored. You talk about being undone. I was like, who is this guy? That's amazing. And I knew I wanted to connect with you, and we've developed friendship ever since. But yeah, that yes, one sir. Little speech that you gave, and I have to be honest, I don't remember lick what you said after that. But but that one little part of you introducing it, it was like, talk about setting things in motion. You know, it was just so, it was amazing, man. It was an incredible moment in my life that I still remember to this day. And that was years ago, my friend, you know.
That was quite a while back. That was during the Citizens Police Academy.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was cool.
Yep.
So I want to preface something to the audience and let you know that I am not a perfect Christian. Okay. I am not. I'm just not. I have my flaws and I have my struggles just like everybody else.
Yep.
So I just want to preface.
Yeah.
I don't.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you that God has been in my life all my life. I give Him all the glory and the credit. There's been times where He's actually come through for me when I was a police when I was on the street. Currently, I'm an administrative lieutenant, so I'm a paper pusher. But for the majority of my career on the streets, I was a patrol officer, a patrol sergeant, and a patrol lieutenant for the longest time. So as a lieutenant, I had guys. And literally, God has worked supernaturally through my career, led me to people to catch bad guys, if you want, you know, or people that made mistakes.
Right.
To catch. And not only in the sense that I'm catching them to protect other people from them, but also He's led me to speak to them about Him.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
And I've had the pleasure of being a conduit of the Holy Spirit to them. And I make sure they know that.
Right.
And that it's not me. And I've actually had a couple times, I tell you, I get proud of a lot of things, but you know, when somebody comes up to you at church that you've arrested, and you're not 100% sure if we're getting ready to tussle or fight here at church, and you got your family with you, and when you're a police officer, you're paranoid and you stay that way. But I've had on two different occasions people come to me and say, "Oh man, I had one guy that I arrested for a felony, and he came up to me and hugged me and was like, I'm so glad I got, you know, you told me about Jesus and this and the other." And I always say, man, hey, look, that ain't me.
Right.
Thank you, but that ain't me. That's the Holy Spirit of God.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, my friend, I know we can go back and forth on stories, but because of time, I want to run something by you. So right now our podcast is called No Longer Hopeless. And I was looking at the stats before you and I came on, and man, get this, dude, we are getting recognized or downloaded or listened to, however you say it, in 30 countries, man, 30.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. So, of course, right here in the United States, that's my country, your country, but across the world, and it's pretty amazing. But what my question is for you, my friend, is what is your message to the audience of No Longer Hopeless?
Okay, here's my message for you. I'm a martial artist. I do martial arts, and I can't take credit for this. This is something my coach said. He is a Pentecostal preacher. So this is what I'd want to say to people, and there's two parts. One is, in martial arts, you know, if I'm going to fight, and if we're going to spar, and one guy's good in grappling and I'm good in striking, to win that spar, I want to make sure that I stay and keep this guy in striking range and not try to grapple with him. Right.
Makes sense.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of there's a lot of correlations between actual combat and spiritual combat. And what I will tell you is this. I have noticed, and I believe it's true, that our power is when we stay in the Word of God by reading the Word and we pray. Yep. So that's where my power is. When I get outside of that power, I get away from it. Let's say I don't read in the Word. I'm not reading. I'm not praying to my Father. And I stay and I get away from it. I get weak. Now I'm getting in Satan's territory. And that's where Satan can take you down. But if you stay close to your power, if you stay close to your work, to God's Word, and you stay close to His, to Him in prayer, and you speak to your Father, you talk to your Father throughout the day, just like Paul said, pray without ceasing. You know, those times in the day where you're talking to yourself in your head, well, instead of talking to yourself, talk to God.
Oh, I love it, man. That's awesome. Yes. You know? Yes.
Speak to your Father. And I'm telling you right now, you don't have to church it up. You don't have to be with the V's and the Dows. cut through all that nonsense, because God wants to speak to you like you're talking to your Father, because that's who He is.
Yes.
And instead of having these doubts and these thoughts and things that go through your brain, the worries, this, instead of thinking that to yourself, just say, Father, I'm having this thoughts. I need your help. And you stay close to that power, and you will take Satan down. He won't take you down.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I will tell you with this much is that I'm guilty of getting away from this as well. And I'm starting to learn it. And the more I learn it, the better I feel like I am. But even though I know it's where my power is, I still mess up. And what I want to say too is that, you know, we need to know that if you mess up, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Right. And one of the revelations that came to me that I feel like really helps me the most is John 6, 37 through 40. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
So John 6, 37 through 40, Jesus, this is red words. So Jesus is speaking.
Right.
And he's saying, all those the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Never drive away.
Yeah.
For I have come down from heaven to do the will. I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those He has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Wow. It didn't say all those who's perfect and never messes up.
Right.
I raise them up on the last day. That's not what Jesus did. He knew that we weren't strong enough on our own to make it to heaven. That's why He came down.
Yeah.
That's why He died. And that's why we are part of His family through His blood. And we just need to remember that we're not perfect, and there's freedom. There's actual freedom in His love and through His blood.
Rock solid. Yeah, man. Well, that's awesome. Wow. So you were saying with the martial arts, you had two parts, I believe. So you...
Well, yeah, the first part was just about saying that the second part was actually on 6, 37, 38.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. But just knowing that, you know, when you mess up and you get away from the power and you do mess up, it's not the end of the world. Brush yourself off. Tell you repent and start walking that. Don't fall victim to condemnation, that the accuser will come after you.
Yeah.
And that's like,
yeah, That's right. Yeah, one thing on our the podcast here, like when you go, and the audience can too, whenever they go to the podcast page, we have a trailer on there. It kind of tells you a little bit about the podcast. And in the trailer, I do a little test. And I say, we're going to do a test, and I'll do it with you. We're going to take a breath of air and exhale. And I say, if you did that, you passed. And what are you doing? As long as you have breath, you have the chance to be no longer hopeless. You know, it's like you have the chance to respond, you know, That's awesome, my friend. Golly, that's really good.
But I think we all need to remember, we need to know that, I'm telling you, I feel it. Time is running short.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming back soon.
True. Do you have anything else burning on your heart before I move forward? I don't want to leave anything on the table.
No, just...
Okay.
Just, don't... I would say, the only other thing I would say is, you know, time is short. The older I get, the more I realize that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And really, it's really the only things that are important is your love for God and your love for each other. And all this stuff is going to pass away. And someday, if your heart's right and you believe in Jesus, we're going to be in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And this is going to be just like a puff of smoke or a vapor.
Yeah.
And all these things that we go through is going to be gone. So get
good.
Right with Jesus so you can be part of this family.
Dude, so good, my friend. There's a couple of things, and I'll share this for the audience because they don't know, but you and I, we've talked a lot on different things, and there's a few things that you've said that I've really held on to. I remember, like you had mentioned earlier, you used to be out on the field. I mean, I know you're pushing paper now, but you used to be on the field, and you had guys with you. And I remember you telling me, and it just always hit me so much, that you would tell them, listen, fellas, before they start their shift, you're a how did you say it? You're a heartbeat away from eternity. Make sure that you're right. You know, and then one time you told me, I think I can't remember exactly the wording, so I'm paraphrasing you, my friend, but you said you're one bullet away from being out of here. Are you ready? You know, and it was like, man, that's amazing. You know, and just make those guys think about it. And that just is, that's well, powerful.
I would love to tell you right now that I know officers that every officer that I run into is a Christian, but they're not. Right. I know officers that are atheists, and that scares me to death.
No kidding.
You know, we're going to go out there with our bulletproof vest on, but to me, you're more exposed if you don't have Jesus, brother.
Come on, man. Come on. Yeah.
Jesus, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
So.
You're so good. Hey, Jason, so if my audience wants to connect with you and just take conversation further or talk to you or ask you questions, is there any way that you have that they can connect with you?
Yeah, I'm not real big into Facebook and all the social media.
Sure.
But I do have an email address.
Okay.
That is jasonfiltz@yahoo.com. It's Jason, and my last name is spelled FILTZ@yahoo.com.
Awesome. Okay, so audience, jasonfiltz@yahoo.com. Hey, if you reach out to Jason, let him know that you heard about him on No Longer Hopeless podcast. That'd just do a world of, we'd love to know who's listening and what they heard. But I encourage you, connect with this man of God and see what you guys can do. Maybe a neat connection can come up with. Maybe you have questions. I'm telling you, if you want stories, Jason has stories. And if you, I'm just telling you, so just fair warning, I'm putting it out there, Jason, you may get hit up for stories because I know you and I have spent a long time way into the night just going back and forth. So awesome. Well, my friend, thank you so much. Is there anything else? I want to make sure your heart is clear before we end this. I know time is precious, so
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, my heart is clear.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. All right, well, Jason, thank you so much, my friend. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for talking to the audience of No Longer Hopeless. And hey, audience, thank you for listening. Do me a favor. If you found something that Jason has said today being hopeful, encouraging, inspiring, tell other people. Hey, that's the best thing that's going to help us. If you could like, share, subscribe this podcast, that really helps the algorithms. I can get the word of hope out to you. I need you to get the word of No Longer Hopeless out to others. So tell others about this podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and let's see what happens next week. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.